Bringer of Death by N.P. Barry Hill and David Starling M. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Akira Toriyama. Cooler Saga, Part 3. Preparation. The following week was incredibly dull for Vegeta. His ship was under construction, which seemed to be taking forever, and all he could do was wait. He even considered taking an attack ball and heading out into space just to get away. Kakarot is probably out there training as hard as he can at this very moment. Yet here I sit, subjecting myself to this ridiculous waiting. Vegeta flew off the base in a rage. He didn't care that there was no air. Most Saiyans had learned to hold their breath long enough to survive in space for a few minutes, and Vegeta just needed to get away. As he flew, he began to think about his upcoming confrontation with Cooler. Vegeta was determined not to be caught unprepared, no matter what Cooler threw at him. The older Frost Demon might try some of the same cheats Frieza had, especially if he became desperate. It seemed that their clan was born with so many natural trump cards. Vegeta knew better than to walk into this fight without some of his own. For a few days, Vegeta repeated his trips across the planet, enjoying the freedom to train without destroying any part of the base in the process. At first, he found transforming into a Super Saiyan to take quite a toll. It was both physically and even mentally tiring, but as he practiced the technique over and over, ascending to Super Saiyan grew much more natural. By the end of the week, he could do it without wasting much energy, no longer shaking everything around him from the excess energy being lost, and he was able to maintain the form for longer as well. As Vegeta flew back to base on the seventh day, he felt much more prepared.
I'll wager Cooler will have more than a few surprises in store, he thought, smiling.
His new flagship had finally been completed. Vegeta stepped forward out of the elevator, entering the massive launch bay in the shipyard. The room was dark. He nodded to Malaka, who gestured to the attendants. Immediately, spotlights blinked on in a semicircle around the chamber, revealing a sleek vessel resting at the center of the room. A moment later, the ship's own internal lighting began to glow, illuminating it from within. It was magnificent. At 80 meters in length, the Bringer of Death was noticeably larger than the capital yachts used by the Frost Demons. Frieza's engineers had adapted Vegeta's chosen design well. The body was long and pyramidal, highest in front, with broad angles sweeping back around it. The spacious bridge set at the apex of the triangular prow had wraparound windows allowing a 180-degree view. The portholes spread across the side of the hull were long and rectangular, a stark departure from the usual round design of Frieza's old fleet. Past the bridge, the body of the ship dropped to the level of the wings at a shallow angle. Twin struts protruded forward out from under the cabin. Massive reinforced beams tipped with titanium alloy rams. These could be used in battle to penetrate another ship's energy shields, allowing the Bringer of Death to fire blasts through the crippled vessel's hull. Two turbofan jets on either side of the prow provided forward extremely smooth lift while in the atmosphere. The wings extended 60 meters on either side of the body, slender and sharply curved. They would fold back around the body in spaceflight, but they had their own two turbofans to balance those in front for vertical takeoff in the atmosphere. Onea had opted for external engines rather than the integrated design used in most of Frieza's ships. This would allow for greater stability if the Bringer of Death took battle damage. The remaining four engines were mounted on the back and sides, two small thrusters for propulsion and two massive slipstream generators for superluminal interstellar flight. Flexing his aura gently, Vegeta lifted slowly off the ground and flew around the back of the ship. A broad skylight in the rear of the body revealed a heated pool in a relaxation chamber with space for entertaining a large group. He smiled in satisfaction. The engineers had met his every specification. How fortunate for them. Landing on the wing, Vegeta walked toward the side of the body. The angled sides were equipped with dual attack ball docking bays, circular doors that allowed the pods to enter the equipment bay without breaking airlock. Inside, there was space for a dozen such pods, as well as a luxurious open-air shuttle that could be lowered out of wide bay doors on the ship's underside. Vegeta walked forward, out of the bay and down the hallway underneath the pool. The crew's quarters on the right weren't exactly spacious, but they looked serviceable, nestled between the sickbay, equipped with dual regeneration tanks, and the cargo hold. Two guest cabins, the galley and the prince's quarters, were on the left. At the end of the hallway, a spiral staircase led up to the bridge. Beyond the staircase, a single reinforced door led to the gravity chamber and training room. Its walls were specially engineered to absorb energy blasts and direct them to the ship's power supply. Vegeta climbed the staircase, emerging in the bridge. He surveyed the controls with marked disinterest. That's what pilots were for. He approved of the throne-like captain's chair in the center of the room, though. It was black leather with an ornate golden frame. How had they managed to engrave it in such a short time? Impressive. Glancing back, he saw that double doors led down a spacious hallway to the entertaining chamber and pool. Chief Scientist Onia would have to be promoted. Perhaps she could take the role of captain. She had seemed to be noticeably more adept than those around her, and had actually exceeded his expectations so far.
"My Lord, Viceroy Cooler has sent meeting coordinates. It's a small moon orbiting a gas giant in the neutral zone between your respective territories. At top speed, we can be there in under 4 days."
Vegeta crossed his arms, his fingers twitching almost imperceptibly. This display of excitement wouldn't have been noticed by most, but Dr. Malaka had known the prince a long time. It was obvious that Vegeta was extremely anxious for a battle, and the doctor was relieved to see him go. Having a ruler around who frequently disintegrated his subordinates caused everyone to live in constant fear.
"Fine. One final touch."
Vegeta lifted the severed head of Frieza, which had been preserved in a cast.
"Have the remains of my once great enemy mounted on my ship like a hood ornament, Doctor. I want everyone we meet to see what I did to Frieza."
Vegeta smiled his crooked smile, eager to test his limits in battle once again, and boarded his ship. The crew had been hand-selected by the prince. He wanted only the most skilled and trustworthy aboard his ship. Onia, who had been responsible for constructing the vessel, was chief engineer and captain. Among his other crew were a tech officer who also handled communications, a maintenance chief, a medical technician, a gourmet chef, and an android. The small crew had each shown enough aptitude at their individual trades that Vegeta considered them at least somewhat useful. The android, designated C-47, had encountered Vegeta on the outskirts of the base, where it had expressed appreciation for the prince's slaughter of Frieza. The Saiyan had found the droid mildly amusing when it had addressed him as master and requested that it be allowed to join him in slaughtering the meat bags. It had been permitted to join the crew, if only for entertainment purposes. The large circular ceiling above the ship split in the middle and began to slide back, exposing the shiny new vessel to its first glimpse of the stars. Everyone was on board and ready for the launch. The bringer of death's maiden voyage would be both glorious and dangerous.
"Set in course and engage," ordered the prince.
Vegeta didn't care for the pomp and circumstance, but he did have an appreciation for significant events. This was the first time since he was a child that he actually felt like royalty. After losing his race, Vegeta had despaired of ever experiencing his first command. These memories only served as a reminder of his loss, however, and Vegeta quickly stormed off to his new gravity chamber. The moment of melancholy evaporated as the Saiyan immediately set the gravity to 10 times that of his home planet. The machine hummed with a low, steady pulse as it engaged, causing even the light in the room to seem heavy.
"Pah! Is this all?"
Vegeta laughed as he kicked a few lightning-fast blows to his side.
"I'm not going to get anywhere training at such a low level."
He quickly upped the intensity to over 30 times that of his home planet. When it had fully initiated, he found the effect to be quite desirable.
"This is more like it."
He could have easily handled much higher levels had he turned into a Super Saiyan, but it bothered him that Goku's normal state had been above him on Namek.
"You will not surpass me, Kakarot. I will not lose to you."
The first 3 days of training went well, although Vegeta found that he overdid it a few times. Never could it be said that another trained harder or exerted himself more fully than the Prince of Saiyans. He pushed himself to his limits and beyond, despite needing to be at full strength against Cooler in a few short days. The Medica Board had not expected to be so busy, but Vegeta never once slept in his own bed. During the first 3 nights of the voyage, he spent all his time in either the gravity chamber or the healing tank. He had worked himself up to 40 times gravity, 400 times that of Earth, in only 72 hours, to the amazement of his crew. Vegeta was cleaning himself up from his latest training session. It was light because he'd only emerged with minor bruises, and his armor was only mostly melted off his torso.
"My lord, we are approaching our destination," Onea informed him. "Arrival will be in 1 standard hour. Are you injured, my lord?"
The prince ignored her question, ripping off his damaged chest plate. He donned fresh new battle armor but discarded the cape. It would be too restricting for his tastes when he faced Cooler.
"Finally," Vegeta thought. "It feels like months since I've had a battle."
He walked to the bridge of the vessel and took his seat in his throne-like chair, which afforded a perfect view ahead. His scouter was already in place on the left side of his face, slightly skewing his perception of color. It gave a gilded tinge to the rocky moon and the glassy ringed gas giant it circled, both already aglow in the light of a blue supergiant. Cooler's ship had landed on the designated moon below, but Vegeta had other plans.
"Maintain orbit. I will take an attack pod down to the surface. When I'm gone, be careful to follow the exact instructions I've given."
His crew assented immediately. The android said,
"Encouragement. Go show the meatbags who's boss master."
Vegeta smiled wryly as he boarded his small pod and blasted out of the side of the ship toward the moon. The pod crashed violently into the surface, as they always did, leaving a crater about 7 meters deep and just over double that in width. Vegeta emerged, levitating himself slowly upwards and onto the barren terrain. The air was thin, due largely to the low gravity on this moon. He had intentionally landed a good distance away from Cooler's ship. The frost demon would have to come to him. His arms crossed, Vegeta detected not one but 3 power levels headed in his direction. Each of them rivaled Captain Ginyu in strength, zipping towards his location at their maximum speeds.
"Ha! I can't believe he actually sent these goons!"
Within seconds, the 3 warriors landed in front of Vegeta, striking an embarrassing pose. The 2 tall ones, the brown one on the left and the green-skinned one on the right, froze in their stance, their bodies joined to form a triangle between them and the ground. Between them, a shorter fighter with blue skin crouched down, his left leg extended with 1 fist braced against the ground.
"We are Cooler's Armored Squadron!"
they shouted together in unison. Vegeta gaped at their stupidity briefly before chuckling to himself.
"And just why would Cooler bother sending you 3 bumbling buffoons? I'm here to meet with your boss."
"Ah, Vegeta,"
spoke the one in the middle, Salza, in his characteristic strange accent.
"Destroying Frieza was a feat only a few could pull off. Would you be interested in displaying your skills for us?"
Just as Vegeta pondered how annoying the enunciations in Salza's voice were, the 3 attacked simultaneously. Dure, the muscular green one, charged straight ahead with a sloppy downward punch. Naze, the slender brown one, teleported behind Vegeta and tried to knee him in the back. Above, Salza charged a purple beam, which he intended to fire after the others had crippled Vegeta. Without flinching, the prince vanished from sight, causing the 2 goons to crash into one another. As they shared a frustrated look, Vegeta appeared above them, his arms crossed in an X in front of his chest. 2 elbows smashed simultaneously into 2 skulls, and the shoulders collapsed on the ground unconscious. Salza fired his beam just as Vegeta reappeared, the blast zooming toward the prince. Vegeta simply turned his head, smiling. The blast connected directly with the right side of his face, exploding brightly on impact. Salza shouted,
"Ha! That's what happened when you mess with Cooler's Armored Squadron!"
His face, momentarily triumphant, suddenly turned sour as the smoke cleared.
"Your plan of attack wasn't half bad. But you failed to account for 1 thing, Salza."
Vegeta's face was completely untouched by the blast, his eyes glaring angrily up towards the cowering armor-clad soldier.
"I am literally hundreds of times stronger than you. Your cockiness in thinking you could even make a dent in a true Saiyan warrior is mind-boggling. And now you will pay the price for your impudence."
Vegeta extended his right arm up towards Salza,
taking no time to charge whatsoever, and fired a crackling ball of blue energy.
Ah! What is that?
The soldier trembled. Thinking quickly, Salza thrust out his right arm in a karate chop. It quickly began to glow with purple energy, humming softly. He had no time left. The blast was upon him. Using all his might, he gave the energy blast his strongest swipe, severing the ball into two halves that crashed into the surface of the moon behind him.
Phew, that was too close,
the soldier sighed as he wiped sweat from his forehead with his left hand. His relief, however, was short-lived.
Ah, so you do know a few tricks after all. I expected that blast to obliterate you, Salza, and I'm at least a little disappointed it didn't. Oh well, guess I'll have to up my game this time. Well, at least a little, Vegeta snorted. You stupid, arrogant Saiyan!
Salza charged the prince with his beam sword raised, attempting to take off Vegeta's head in one swift stroke.
Vegeta only laughed. Oh, by all means, continue flailing around angrily with that thing, he responded, dodging easily. It's a useless trick if you can't catch your opponent.
Vegeta's speed outclassed the armored squadron soldier many times over. As he proceeded to dodge the incoming stabs and swings, he grew quickly bored. Continuing to evade Salza's blade, dodging as effortlessly as if the alien were moving in slow motion, the prince began to reflect on the events of the past few weeks.
Now I know how Kakarot felt when he faced the Ginyu Force, he thought. A battle as pointless as this doesn't even excite me. It's hard to believe that I thought he was a Super Saiyan then.
Vegeta stopped dodging and caught the alien's arm, crushing his wrist and deactivating the energy sword.
All right, Salza, you've had your fun. But I'm afraid you have ceased amusing me. Which can only mean one thing. Your time is up.
The blue-skinned soldier began to tremble, exhausted from his attempts to decapitate his foe. With all his effort, he hadn't even grazed the Saiyan prince.
How did you get so strong? Your power level was never anywhere near the Ginyu Force, and I've always been able to rival Captain Ginyu. Well, fool, I killed the Ginyu Force myself. So I'd say your assumption is incorrect. And aren't you forgetting one other minor detail? I slaughtered Frieza himself. How could you possibly think that your pitiful strength could be a match for me?
Don't make me laugh, Vegeta,
Salza sneered.
You don't actually think anyone believes you were the one to kill Frieza, do you? It had to be some stroke of luck, everyone knows that. Cooler himself said Frieza was always too careless. You couldn't possibly win in a fair fight.
Vegeta was briefly angered by the soldier's remarks, but deep down, he loved to be tested. Before leaving the ship, he had ordered his crew to maintain video coverage of every moment he was on the moon. The broadcast was going live to every corner of the Planet Trade Empire. The system's scanners were tuned to the scouters, providing the audience with every word that the warriors spoke. This was his first opportunity to demonstrate a fraction of his magnificent power. Even so, he definitely wanted to keep the greatest part of his strength under wraps, at least for the moment.
I see we have skeptics in the audience. I feel this calls for a demonstration.
The prince closed his eyes, examining Salza's energy signature. He focused on it, feeling the soldier twitching as he struggled to escape Vegeta's grip. It was too easy. He had first used this technique to obliterate the foolish minion on Frieza Base 7-9 who had challenged him. It had been enjoyable and effortless. He felt it would be an intensely satisfying way to dispose of Salza. Vegeta opened his eyes again mere seconds later. Suddenly, Salza's body was viciously shredded apart by an imperceptible release of violent energy. The camera watching from space had zoomed in behind Salza, capturing the view of Vegeta's eyes head-on. Everyone watching the fight was gripped with fear, even from their safe distance away. Salza was reduced to microscopic grains of dust instantly. It seemed that all the prince did was look at him. Those regions who had doubted the prince's power began to rethink their opinions, out of both necessity and out of sheer terror.
Pathetic, Vegeta announced.
He could suddenly sense Cooler above, watching. The Frost Demon had hidden his energy before, but now he proudly announced himself. Glancing up, Vegeta met the piercing red eyes and stared back boldly. The real fight was about to begin. Part 4. Transformation. Cooler stared down at the prince,
surveying the battlefield which held the remains of his squadron. He had expected them to fall, but not so quickly as they had. Vegeta had overcome them all effortlessly without taking the slightest damage. Even Sousa's beam sword, dangerous against any foe, had been rendered useless by the prince. Still, the test had served its purpose. Cooler now had a relative knowledge of Vegeta's strength beyond what his ship's scanners could provide. The dust of Sousa's remains was still slowly swirling, refusing to settle due to the small gravitational pull of the moon. Vegeta, though surrounded by debris, had not a speck of dirt on him. His aura acted like an invisible shield. Cooler levitated downwards until he was even with the Saiyan, smiling.
"So good to see you, Prince Vegeta. I must crave your forgiveness for the manner in which my men so clumsily set upon you." The tall, slender frost demon was cordial and spoke in a diplomatic tone. "But you'll understand my curiosity. I was anxious to see a demonstration of your skills as a Saiyan warrior. Impressive, to be sure. I trust my men didn't cause you any inconvenience. For someone who vanquished my brother, they would prove a mere trifle."
Vegeta smirked, genuinely amused by Cooler's well-mannered facade. He knew such pleasantries were only a precursor to their inevitable battle. Still, it wouldn't do to appear hasty.
"I do confess I was a bit disappointed. Your squadron were hardly worthy opponents for warriors such as ourselves."
Though he felt such a familiarity was beneath him, he knew that Cooler would feel the same way. Sure enough, the jab provoked a momentary frown from the Frost Demon, though he quickly restored his regal composure.
"So you say. It's fascinating that a Saiyan would place himself in such a high league," he observed. "You're playing with the big boys now, yes?"
The prince ignored the remark, gazing casually at the gas giant on the horizon.
"Tell me, Cooler, just why have you called this meeting? I'm sure it wasn't merely to test me against your goons. You no doubt have business you are simply dying to discuss with me."
Cooler nodded.
"Yes, to pressing matters then. I thought an administrative discussion was in order," he replied. "I think you may hold a prominent role in a reorganized planet trade empire."
Vegeta lifted his head calmly.
"No further restructuring is necessary. I have assumed control over Frieza's territory. If you're so eager to offer control of yours to me as well, I'm certain that we can come to some kind of arrangement, albeit with a few taxes levied. I'll even allow you to retain your title of Viceroy and name you as my emissary. You may not have answered to Frieza, but now, of course, you will answer to me."
Cooler's eyebrows lowered angrily at the Saiyan's arrogance, biting his tongue and speaking through gritted teeth.
"Is that so?
Your brother was content to rest on his rather pathetic laurels, but I expect to employ a far more direct management style. All for the good of the Empire, yes?"
Vegeta grinned as Cooler broke. His calm disposition had finally soured.
Cooler could no longer hold back. "How dare you, Vegeta! Our clan is and always will be first in the universe. We alone shall rule!"
He caught his temper slightly, reminding himself that he held all the power, or so he thought. He took a breath and smirked.
"Honestly, Vegeta, you may have taken my brother by surprise, but I will not be so careless."
"Oh? Funny. As I recall, it was Frieza who resorted to sneak attacks in the end," Vegeta huffed. "But by all means, continue."
"I grow tired of playing out this farce with you. It's clear that your ambitions have far outgrown your monkey-sized brain. So consider this proposal while a grain of my patience yet remains."
Vegeta smirked, but waited for him to continue. Neither expected this negotiation to lead to anything other than a fight, but they both seemed willing to hear one another out.
"I do put the well-being of the Empire first, yes. So here's what I offer. Swear your loyalty to me now, and I won't administer swift and merciless punishment for the murder of my brother. A much better deal than you deserve, yes?"
Vegeta continued to smile,
Barely containing his excitement, he wondered what kind of fearful expression he might earn when he finally transformed into a Super Saiyan. Would Cooler prove to be as fun to humiliate as Frieza had been? He hoped so.
Then I'm afraid we're at a bit of an impasse, Cooler. I was considering making you the same offer.
Cooler grunted.
Were you? Arrogant primate, frankly,
Vegeta interrupted.
The only way I'll ever bow again is if you make me. And if you're still as weak as you were the last time you and Frieza sparred, you should bend the knee now while you still can. Despite what you may think, I didn't destroy your brother on a fluke. But it's a moot point, since you're about to find that out for yourself.
The prince was completely confident. Finally, a battle worthy of his transformation. He wasn't expecting Cooler to give him a challenge. Even Kakarot might have a chance against him with the Kaioken, but he was still a frost demon. His station and power level merited personal attention.
I've had enough of this!
Cooler grit his teeth and charged the prince, preparing a right cross for the prince's face. Vegeta ignited his pale blue aura, deflecting the attack with his left arm and responding with a hard right kick. His blow missed as Cooler vanished and reappeared behind him with a knee to the back. The Saiyan was knocked forward a few steps, but turned around and quickly fired dual energy blasts from each hand, forcing the demon to dodge by flying up. From above, Cooler fired a death beam at Vegeta, but he merely smiled at the attack. Clenching his fist, he punched the beam head-on, sending it straight back at Cooler. Surprised, the frost demon prepared to flick his attack aside, but Vegeta teleported behind him. He hammered him forward with both elbows, causing him to collide with the death beam and burn his chest.
Oh my! Ouch! Cooler mocked, brushing himself off. Not bad at all, Vegeta. I must admit you're certainly in a higher class than expected. I can see how Frieza would have had trouble with you in his restricted forms. But even with your semi-respectable power level, I still don't see how you defeated my brother. And you certainly can't win against me. What's that, Cooler? Let's see. Is it already time for you to give the speech about how you're only using a fraction of your true power? Sorry, but I've heard that one before. Yes? Ah, of course you have, Cooler sneered. Frieza, the arrogant prick, never the boastful one, wasn't he? That's probably how he ended up getting himself killed. But I'll provide you no such advantage.
While Vegeta was enjoying himself so far, if Cooler were suddenly to get serious, he would have to be ready to transform in an instant. Word had always been that the older Frost Demon wasn't the type to toy around with his opponents. The prince had heard this, and it bothered him that the opposite seemed to be occurring. Cooler wasn't taking him seriously.
Very well. I suppose if you're so eager to skip to the part where I kill you, Cooler laughed, that can be arranged.
The demon clenched his fists at his sides, generating a purple aura, and began to power up. His power rose quickly, much faster than Frieza's had, but topped off at a significantly lower level. He would end this quickly and double his own imperial territory by the end of the day.
Oh my!
laughed the prince as his scouter beeped and displayed the reading of 80.
So it is true! You're even weaker than Frieza!
The icy tyrant scowled in frustration. How did Vegeta know that? Had he actually seen Frieza's full power after all? Had this Saiyan legitimately beaten his little brother? A feat not even Cooler had accomplished. Perhaps the Saiyan was only taunting him, but if he had indeed seen Frieza's true might, all of his assumptions were wrong.
That's enough of your mouth, primate! Thum!
He charged the prince. This time at speeds faster than Vegeta could follow, and began a barrage of attacks. The Saiyan was overwhelmed as he failed to block the flurry and within seconds was sent flying. He crashed, forming a massive crater. Cooler zipped over and hovered above, frowning down and considering his next play.
I know that attack wasn't strong enough to finish you, so stop playing dead, Vegeta.
The rubble began to glow, and Vegeta released an explosion that obliterated the rocks around him. The prince stood, his armor dirty with gray moon dust, and brushed off the dirt. As he did so, he smiled.
Yes, Cooler, he thought to himself. Keep talking big. Just you wait until I transform, then you'll see.
Cooler charged him again, this time kneeing Vegeta in the stomach, causing him to double over.
"Starting to regret your arrogance yet, primate?"
Cooler kicked the Saiyan into the air, speeding past him to position himself for a hammering attack towards the ground. Just as he was about to strike, Vegeta pulled himself out of the fall by spinning around and facing Cooler. He was cunning. The prince had allowed himself to be struck in order to get a clear open shot at his opponent when he wasn't blocking. As he turned, the prince quickly placed his hands forward. This Gallic Gum was a variation of the one which would have destroyed Frieza were it not for Kakarot's interference. The color of the energy was initially purple, but crackled with yellow lightning, which melded with the attack, turning it deep orange.
"Gallic Flash!"
Vegeta shouted, launching his intense beam at Cooler from point-blank range.
"What?"
Cooler moved to block, but there wasn't time. He took the full explosive force of the Saiyan's blast, arcing backward to the ground below. Vegeta smiled. He loved the fact that he could force Cooler onto his heels without even transforming. He had wondered how he would fare in the fight if he had been limited to his newly increased base strength. Despite the Frost Demon having a power level easily 8 times his own, Vegeta continued to prove that his tactical skills in battle were unparalleled. He stared down, mocking Cooler with the same words the demon had used towards him just moments before.
"I know that attack wasn't strong enough to finish you, so stop playing dead, Cooler!"
The ground beneath began to shake as Cooler angrily blasted the rubble off his body. His figure, which was dark purple with white plating, the opposite of Frieza's, showed small signs of wear from the blast.
"Yes. Well, Vegeta, I must say I am impressed. Your skills as a warrior have indeed lived up to my expectations, but sadly, if that's all the power you have, I'm afraid you don't stand a chance. A few well-planned attacks, perhaps, but there is nothing you have to offer which I cannot withstand."
Cooler spoke with confidence. Inwardly, though, he had begun to wonder why Vegeta still didn't appear shaken. He certainly didn't have the demeanor of one who was hopelessly outclassed. That was concerning. Best to end this before the Saiyan could pull any tricks.
"You see, Vegeta, unlike my brother, I actually know the value in finishing off an opponent without toying around."
The Frost Demon claimed to be above his brother's foolishness and arrogance, but this fight was proving that even he had room to grow in that area.
"It's been a lark to fight someone at your level, but it's time you realize your place in this universe. While I may not have liked my brother, I will never allow you to step in and rule in his stead."
Above his head, Cooler raised a finger. Almost immediately he formed a death ball of tremendous size, more than large enough to destroy the small moon.
"Yes," he smiled proudly. "I can gather energy a lot faster than my little brother. Now meet your end, miserable Saiyan."
Cooler hurled his sphere of energy towards Vegeta, eager to see if he would dodge it and try to escape, or if he would foolishly try to block it. If he ran, Cooler knew he would still have enough time to execute the Saiyan and leave the moon's blast radius before its core exploded. His own ship was already safely in orbit as well. Just as Cooler released the ball, laughing in his triumph, a glimpse of the Saiyan's expression caught him off guard. Sudden doubt filled the Frost Demon. In place of panic, Vegeta's face wore anticipation and an unnerving smile. They grew into full-on laughter even as the crackling energy ball reached the Saiyan and appeared to swallow him. Vegeta's hands reached up to catch the energy ball, the impact driving him down into the dirt. Suddenly, from Cooler's perspective, the attack halted as if struck against some immovable object. From behind it, a burst of golden light shot across the empty skyline like an eclipse. The moon trembled and the entire landscape was illuminated all the way to the horizon.
"What?"
Cooler exclaimed. Then he heard a loud shout, the voice of a legendary Saiyan warrior.
"Hey, Cooler! Is this yours?"
the Super Saiyan roared. With only one hand blocking the supernova, Vegeta cocked his right leg and punted the giant death ball straight up at the Frost Demon, far faster than Cooler had originally launched it. The Frost Demon had no time whatsoever to react. He could only act on instinct. Firing a death beam straight into the blast, he caused it to detonate only a few meters from both him and Vegeta.
Thum!
The rumble of the explosion rippled across the moon's surface, silent shockwaves being carried off into space.
Shields at maximum!
Onia shouted, fearing the concussive waves from the blast would spell doom for everyone on board the Bringer of Death. The ship was expertly crafted, though, and handled the incoming tremors without difficulty. The crew sighed in relief, but they continued to watch in amazement. Vegeta was glowing with a golden radiance.
C-47, see if your scanner can get a power reading on Lord Vegeta,
Onia ordered, still not believing her eyes.
And make sure you lower your sampling rate, or you'll probably overload and blow a circuit.
As a scientist, she really wanted to put a number with what she was seeing.
Statement. My sensors are indicating that the Master's power level is currently 155 million. Unequivocally magnificent, especially when one considers that the other meat bag was only at 80 million.
C-47 relayed the news with a particular satisfaction. Onia was shocked.
But a Saiyan? The rumors must really have been true.
The crew continued to watch in amazement. Elsewhere in the galaxy, a pair of red eyes gazed in amazement at a dim windscreen. The massive frost demon held his cup of dark wine carefully between his thumb and forefinger, twisting the glass and letting the liquid slosh from side to side.
Impressive, he murmured. This Saiyan really is something. He was able to catch such a large and concentrated ball of energy with ease. I suppose with that kind of power, he actually could destroy my son.
King Cold stood up in the darkness, feeling genuine concern for the life of his eldest child.
Ready my ship, Captain.
The explosion ripped Cooler and Vegeta from their trajectories, hurling both backwards. However, Vegeta had not gone a few meters when he regained his balance in midair and blocked the remaining incoming waves of energy. Cooler was not so lucky. He was flung across the landscape, crashing through cliffs and ground, skidding through painful, jagged rocks for kilometers. Vegeta gave a brief smile for the camera, sensing the huge drop in his foe's power level, and streaked across the horizon in a golden trail. Cooler staggered as he tried to pick himself up. He had narrowly survived the blast that he himself had created. If not for his quick thinking, he would have certainly died. Yet there was a price for his survival. He felt weak. His energy had been cut nearly in half. He stood, still frustrated at how Vegeta had been able to catch his supernova. As he thought, a voice interrupted him above.
Nice to see you're still alive, Cooler. I'm impressed the weaker brother could survive an explosion like that.
A golden aura shimmered around Vegeta, his fiery blue-green eyes gleaming with excitement.
After all, if you died, I can't imagine who would step up and claim your territory in the Empire.
Cooler's eyes trembled as he tried to understand what he was looking at. Vegeta had transformed. His black hair looked like it was glowing yellow, and it was painfully upsetting. He grit his teeth and charged the Saiyan, determined to overwhelm this new form with his might. Vegeta was ecstatic, and waited until the very last fraction of a millisecond to dodge Cooler's right hook. The Ice Tyrant's fist swung blindly through the air, the clumsy punch missing the far faster Super Saiyan, catching only the afterimage that his form left behind. He growled in anger. No one dodged his punches, ever. He had forgotten about the amount of extra energy lost when swinging a blow that didn't connect. Vegeta quickly reappeared behind him, no longer content to let Cooler tire himself out on his own. So far, the Prince had done nothing but block and dodge. Now the Prince of Saiyans was finally about to display his Super Saiyan might for all to see.
Doom!
The Prince kicked Cooler in the side of the head, nearly snapping the demon's neck. He crashed violently into the ground below, grasping at anything to try and slow his path through the hard rocks. He had never before experienced agony like this. Having fought both his father and Frieza, he knew what pain felt like, and had some limited experience fighting opponents stronger than himself. This was completely different.
Doom!
Cooler had barely picked himself up when he felt a Super Saiyan fist shattering all the ribs on the right side of his body. He was totally helpless against the unexplained might of Vegeta. The demon coughed blood, trying his hardest to get his breath back. Although he didn't need air to survive, it was an important part of recovering energy after injuries.
What is this?
The demon could barely form a sentence, and hoped he could get Vegeta to monologue for a few moments. The Prince of Saiyans looked down at his pitiful opponent.
Clean yourself off,
You're a disgrace. His opponent was staggering just to stand, but Cooler brushed the dust off himself and wiped away the blood trickling down his side. The thought of a frost demon looking disheveled in battle enraged him.
You want to know what I am, Cooler?
Yes.
Perhaps you're right. I suppose it is time to let you in on my secret. That is, you and everyone else watching.
What are you talking about, Vegeta? Who else?
Oh, didn't you know?
Vegeta raised his right hand towards the sky, gesturing grandly in the direction of his vessel.
My ship has been recording our entire fight, and it is being broadcast live across my planet trade empire. So far, I'd say you've made quite a fool of yourself, Cooler.
Suddenly realizing that his every action was being viewed by not only all his men and regents, but all of Frieza's as well, and possibly even his father, Cooler quickly pulled himself together.
Ah, very clever of you, Vegeta. I suppose you planned on trying to humiliate me in front of everyone then?
Humiliate you? If that was my goal, I'd say you accomplished it for me all by yourself, you pathetic Cooler. At least your brother put up a decent fight before he died. You're so pitiful that I dare say you don't even warrant the honor of fighting a Super Saiyan.
The prince chuckled loudly, excitement growing in the increased projection of his voice.
Yes, that's right, Cooler. Ha! Did you hear that, everyone? I am the legendary warrior, the Super Saiyan the stories herald as the great doom of the universe, the strongest being to have ever lived!
Vegeta flared his golden aura mightily, inviting the entire universe to bask in fear of his Super Saiyan glory. He could only imagine the outcries from across the universe, the shouts of disbelief and cries of terror. He would forever tip the scales of power away from the Frost Demons.
You're really a Super Saiyan?
Cooler stared at the Saiyan.
Yes. I can see it's true after all. So you really did defeat my brother. I find that so ironic, he shouted. Ironic? Perhaps the terror of your imminent death has made you lose your mind, fool,
Vegeta snapped.
You don't know, do you? Frieza destroyed your home planet because he was terrified of a Super Saiyan rising up to defeat him. But do you know why?
Cooler laughed again.
Have you never wondered who planted the seed that led to your planet's destruction? Frieza was terrified because it was I who taunted him with the legend.
Cooler was screaming now, his voice filled with defiance.
I told him that he was doomed for allowing your race to work for him. I mocked him constantly, suggesting that leaving even one of you filthy primates alive would be foolish. So when he finally exterminated your race, it was because I planted the fear in his head. I was always able to manipulate little Frieza, and now the one Saiyan he allowed to live is the one who actually became a Super Saiyan. Yes, ironic indeed.
Vegeta was livid.
You were the one who manipulated Frieza into annihilating my people?
He demanded.
Oh, yes, Prince Vegeta.
Cooler's voice was filled with sarcasm.
I was there. I watched as he blew your planet to atoms. And look what good it did him. The one Saiyan in the universe that Frieza spared turned out to be the only one worth killing in the first place. Frieza paid for his part in this, and now it's time that you pay for yours, Cooler.
Vegeta roared.
You have confessed that you were indirectly responsible for the destruction of my home, and now you have the audacity to think you can turn me into your little lapdog? Well, I've got news for you. The son of King Vegeta bows to no one!
Vegeta rushed Cooler again, crippling his foe with a powerful uppercut. Cooler bled a lot. He was done for, and everyone seemed to know it. Yet suddenly the Frost Demon began to chuckle again. Soon it grew into a full-out laugh. Vegeta crossed his arms, awaiting an explanation for his opponent's hysterics.
Frieza always was competing with me, trying to beat me at everything. And for a while there, he definitely had the advantage. But then, it happened.
Cooler stood tall, smiling at the prince, even with a stream of blood still trickling down his chin.
As you know, I am currently in the third transformed state, my family's original form. But I found a fourth transformation beyond it. You should consider yourself fortunate, as you'll be the first one to ever see this form.
Cooler clenched his fists out at his sides and began to tense his entire body.
First you will see, then you will die.
For the text of this story, visit the fanfiction.net page of N.P. Barry Hill. Music arranged by N.P. Barry Hill, inspired by the works of Bruce Falconer. Special thanks to Sakiko. For more stories that I've read, visit samgabrielvo.com, where you can also find links to my Discord server and other ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.